Hello, my name is Luke.
And this is Gail.
And we're here today to chat about the new report out from the Employment Department. It's called Oregon's Labor Force: What Slower Population Growth and Increasing Retirements Mean for the Workforce. So, Gail, start us off with a few of the biggest takeaways from the report.
Oregon's workforce is aging, and more workers in Oregon and across the U.S. have been moving into retirement. Now, at the same time, Oregon's population and labor force growth has slowed significantly. And when we're in a labor market where unemployment is low and employers have many job openings, which has been the case in recent years, those retirements and slow population and associated labor force growth make it harder to find enough workers to fill jobs.
So let's unpack each part of that a little bit more. Can you start by explaining more about the dynamics of an aging workforce?
In the early 1990s, about one out of every 10 jobs in Oregon and in the US was held by a worker aged 55 or older. Now, almost one fourth of all jobs are held by workers ages 55 and older. And those workers could be looking towards retirement in the next decade or so.
Are there any parts of the economy that might be impacted more than others?
Now, the sectors of Oregon's economy with the largest number of workers ages 55 and older include healthcare and social assistance, manufacturing, and education services. Oregon's rural areas also tend to have higher shares of workers ages 55 and older. In seven different rural counties, Curry, Gillam, Grant, Lake, Lincoln, Wallowa, and Wheeler, at least 30% of all jobs are held by workers ages 55 and older.
Okay, so that gives us a picture of what upcoming retirements might look like in the years ahead. But what can you tell us about retirement trends that we've already seen over the past few years?
Although there are record numbers of workers in Oregon ages 55 and older, there are also record numbers of adults who are no longer participating in the labor force because they've already retired. And the number of people reported as not being in Oregon's labor force due to retirement reached 786,000 in 2023. That was an increase of 5% since 2019 and an increase of 26% over the past decade.
Okay, so it sounds like the aging of the workforce and increasing retirements have been going on for a few decades. So why are we talking about it more right now?
Now, the added layer in recent years is that population and labor force growth have slowed. So, in past decades, even as the workforce was generally aging and retirements were generally increasing, Oregon has still been able to add workers to the labor force because in any given year, we're seeing population gains, specifically more people moving into Oregon than leaving in any given year.
Got it. So what you're describing there is called net in-migration, and that's one part of population change. The other part, of course, is births minus deaths, what's called natural increase. So what's happening with both of those components of population change?
Both have slowed or turned negative in recent years. So, for each of the past few years, Oregon has reported more deaths than births, which has resulted in a natural decrease in population. Now, that's the smaller piece of population change. Net migration has been a much larger factor. That also turned negative, though, meaning there was net out migration from Oregon in 2021. And that was the first time that had happened since the 1980s. Since then, net migration has rebounded. And it was positive, as estimated by Portland State University, in both 2022 and 2023. Going forward, though, the population gains are expected to be slower than what we've seen over much of the past few decades.
Okay, so help us connect the dots here. How do these demographic trends affect Oregon's labor market?
The declines in net migration and overall population, or just slower growth in them, may have also contributed to slower labor force growth. Now, once we're pairing that with the aging workforce and more retirements, it contributes to a tighter labor market for Oregon employers in recent years.
But population and labor force trends alone don't make for a tight labor market where it's hard for employers to find enough workers, right?
Correct. The difficulty finding enough workers comes when these dynamics we're talking about are also happening in a time of low unemployment and employers having relatively large numbers of job openings. And that's been the case for the past few years. Oregon's unemployment rate has been at or near historic lows for more than 2 years, and the number of job openings in Oregon has still been generally higher than comparable periods in the past.
So, what's the outcome of all these dynamics coming together?
That's a great question. We don't know what the outcome of all of this will be in the future. One of the things we've seen since 2020 is that Oregon's job growth has been slow relative to the US. Now, usually when we go through a recession and then a jobs recovery and expansion, like what's happened in 2020 to now, Oregon comes out stronger and has a higher job growth rate than the US. That's been what's happened to us for at least the past few recessions. Over the past 4 years, though, since 2020, Oregon's job growth has been slower than the nation's. Now, part of that could be due to the different mix of industries and jobs that we have here. Part of it also could be connected to these changing workforce and population dynamics we see in Oregon.
Well, Gail, thank you so much for chatting about the report today. One final question: where can people find more information about Oregon's labor market?
More information about this report and the labor force and jobs data can be found at qualityinfo.org.